Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Sunday, April 7th. On today's show, Viola Davis and husband Julius Tenen share a rare family photo with daughter Genesis on Easter, while Chrissy Teigen and her kids Miles and Luna don traditional clothing during their Thailand trip. Plus, a missing San Diego dog reappears in Detroit after 6 months and now knows how to sit. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with a heartwarming story from the world of celebrities. Viola Davis and Julius Tenen recently shared a rare family photo with their 13-year-old daughter Genesis on Easter Sunday. The actress, known for her roles in critically acclaimed films and series, welcomed Genesis via adoption in 2011. Here to share more on this is our correspondent from Simply People.
That's right, David. The photo, which was shared on Davis's Instagram, shows the family of three celebrating Easter together. Davis is seen wrapping her arms around Genesis, who is smiling next to her father, Julius Tenen. Davis captioned the photo, "Happy Easter from our family to yours."
It's always heartwarming to see such family moments. Can you tell us more about Davis's relationship with her daughter Genesis?
Absolutely. Davis has often spoken about the deep bond she shares with Genesis. In a 2017 interview with People, Davis revealed that her decision to adopt was driven by a desire for her life to mean something deeper. She described Genesis as the light of our lives. Interestingly, Genesis seems to be following in her mother's footsteps. Davis shared in December 2020 that her daughter wants to be a movie star.
That's interesting. And what about Davis's relationship with her husband, Julius Tenen?
Davis and Tenen have been together for over 2 decades. They first met on the set of the CBS series City of Angels in 1999. The couple has been inseparable since then, and they welcomed Genesis into their lives in 2011. They often appear together at public events, and Davis has frequently expressed her admiration and love for Tenen.
It's always inspiring to hear about such strong family bonds in the world of showbiz. Speaking of which, celebrity parents Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, along with their children, Luna and Miles, are currently on a trip to Thailand. During their visit, they've been embracing the local culture, wearing traditional Thai clothing. Bella, our correspondent for Simply People, is here to share more details about their trip. Can you tell us more about their traditional Thai looks?
Certainly, David. Chrissy Teigen, who is half Thai, shared images and videos on her Instagram stories showing off their traditional Thai outfits. Teigen herself wore an embellished pink and purple dress with gold accessories, including a headpiece and an armband. Her makeup was done by Punpui Somporn, who gave her an elegant, glowing look.
And what about Teigen's children, Luna and Miles?
Miles, who is 5 years old, wore a traditional boy's outfit, which included a white-collared shirt, shiny purple pants, a pink sash around his waist, and a gold chain across one shoulder. Luna, the eldest at 7, wore a sparkly pale pink top and sash, embroidered with beads and jewels, and a long blue silk skirt. She completed her look with a topknot bun, a small golden hairpiece, and matching pink pearl earrings and bracelets.
It sounds like they're really embracing the local culture. What's the occasion for their visit to Thailand?
The family is visiting Chrissy's mother, Vilayluk Pepper Teigen, who moved back to her childhood hometown of Korat in Thailand earlier this year. They've been sharing their journey on social media, including their travel adventure to get to Pepper's house.
How did Chrissy react to her mother's decision to move back to Thailand?
In an interview on SiriusXM's Today radio show, The Happy Hour, Chrissy shared that her mother's move was her own decision and that she was meant to live her best life. She spoke about how special and amazing it was to see her mother at home with her children, but also acknowledged the void her absence has created. She mentioned that her mother lights up when she's with her friends in Korat, and that wasn't happening as much in the U.S.
It seems like a significant change for the family. Do they have plans to visit Thailand regularly?
Yes. Chrissy mentioned that they plan to visit Pepper in Thailand every spring break. She's also explained to her children that their time with their grandmother in the future will be really special.
Thanks for sharing that heartwarming story, Bella. Speaking of heartwarming stories, let's move on to an extraordinary tale of a pet's journey. A dog that went missing in San Diego, California, 6 months ago, has been found and reunited with her owner, more than 2,000 miles away near Detroit. Here to share more about this incredible story is our correspondent, Michael. So, Michael, how did this dog, Mishka, end up so far from home?
Well, David, it's quite a mystery. Mishka, a terrier mix, disappeared from her owner's auto body shop in San Diego back in July 2023. Despite the family's efforts to find her, including notifying the Humane Society, posting missing dog flyers, and sharing the dog's chip number, they had no leads on her whereabouts.
So how did they eventually find Mishka?
In March 2024, the family received a call from the Grosse Pointe Animal Adoption Society in Harper Woods, Michigan. A woman had reported a stray dog in her neighborhood, and the police had taken Mishka to an animal welfare group. The Adoption Society later took custody of the dog and scanned her for a chip, which led them to the Humans.
That's quite a distance for a dog to travel. Do we know how Mishka ended up in Michigan?
The exact details of Mishka's journey remain a mystery. The Humans and a local animal welfare group director believe she was stolen and brought to Michigan. However, the specifics of her journey are known only to Mishka.
And I understand there was a surprising development when Mishka was reunited with her owners.
Yes, that's correct. According to Liz Human, Mishka had learned a new trick during her time away. She now knows how to sit, a command she didn't know before her disappearance.
What a remarkable story. And what role did microchipping play in Mishka's safe return?
Microchipping was crucial in this case. The Grosse Pointe Animal Adoption Society credits the dog's safe return to her family to the power of microchipping pets and being a conscientious dog owner. It's a strong reminder of the importance of microchipping pets.
From the incredible journey of Mishka, the dog who traveled over 2,000 miles from home, we now turn to a different kind of journey, this one involving a daring heist. In one of the largest cash heists in Los Angeles history, thieves made off with $30 million in cash from a high-security vault in the San Fernando Valley on Easter Sunday. The suspects are still at large. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply People. Can you tell us more about this audacious heist?
Certainly, David. The thieves reportedly entered the money storage facility through the roof on Easter Sunday night. They managed to avoid tripping any alarms and didn't cause any noticeable damage to the exterior of the safe. The facility only realized they were missing millions the following day.
That's quite a feat. What do we know about the facility that was targeted?
The facility is identified as belonging to GardaWorld, a security and cash services company. It's located in the Sylmar neighborhood of the San Fernando Valley. The company's website promises that with their security guard services, people, property, and assets are protected.
And yet $30 million was stolen. What's the status of the investigation?
The FBI's Los Angeles field office and the Los Angeles Police Department are jointly investigating the case. They are currently searching for the person or group responsible. However, no arrests have been made yet.
This isn't the first time a large-scale theft has occurred in the area, is it?
No, it's not. Less than 2 years ago, one of the largest jewel thefts in the country's history occurred when a Brinks truck in Southern California was robbed of as much as $100 million in jewels and other valuables in just 27 minutes. Those jewel thieves also remain on the run.
It's certainly a concerning trend. What can people do if they have information about the theft?
Anyone with information about the theft is encouraged to contact the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI or online at tips.fbi.gov.
That was Simply People reporter Celeste. Thanks for the update. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.